Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could
welcome
be
to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, May 30th, 2012.
We are on episode 421. Can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you.
Yeah. And we're not dead. The Mayans were wrong.
Is it showing up on the recording?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
So you guys, sorry it took so long for us to record another show. We were still really super high from 420.
So stoned.
We were so stoned. All we ate was like Cheerios and marshmallows.
We went to an amusement park and then we had bear pride.
We did. We have a lot to talk about. First, just to get this out of the way, y'all, we are having issues with our shit. So, like seriously, it's disabling our shows, so we're gonna have to take care of this as soon as we can.
And by that,
so we apologize for the normal shittiness of our show.
So right. Normally I don't like to, I hate it when Ricky panders to our listeners for free shit.
Today it was obvious,
but
though, right?
It's pretty damn obvious that we have got to get some new microphones.
The shit is 6 years old.
Yeah, we've got it. We have to get some new microphones.
Any kind of donation would be nice.
Remember, Moose Knuckle, Golden May Pants, Ricky.
I think people forgot about that. They haven't really
new
responded.
New microphone.
But they've probably seen it online somewhere else, so, you know.
Hey, this is a special picture that we'll put in a sign. We'll put a post-it note
right
next to the Moose Knuckle.
We will print out a poster size picture for you.
Hey, we can do that at Costco.
Hey.
For cheap.
So, you guys, we've been super busy.
Yes, get off our backs with the whole show. Get off our backs.
Where are you? Is everything okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm eating a show.
Did you break up? Why is James LeRoy wearing like 70s looking sunglasses when it's middle of the night?
Because
our
I fucking
room.
Rock the shit.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
So I can see that.
So there's something going on with Evernote and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, is it not syncing right?
No, it's not.
Mine's not syncing either.
So I'm using it on my phone, and then I'm actually going to be taking notes while I do this.
Oh, okay.
I love how we're giving exposition of behind-the-scenes
behind
podcasting.
Behind-the-scenes Foul Monkeys.
So
you guys,
the scenes.
We took off May 16th to go to Great America.
Yes, it was a couple Wednesdays ago.
And we took a Wednesday off because school was still in.
And it was the first official day of
the new roller coaster.
X-Flight.
Which was awesome.
It was. It was oddly slow, but yet
it was
terrifying.
Slow. It was. Like, I really don't understand why it was so slow.
I think it's because, honest to God, the way that it moves you around, for those of you who have not, go to the website, look at the virtual roller coaster. You'll get to see it. There's no track below you. There's no track above you. You're sitting next to the track, and you basically, at points, go 360 degrees around the track, fed through a needle, eye of a needle, that kind of stuff.
I think eye of the needle.
It's not Tiger Dude. Take the glasses off because you're channeling something we don't need.
You're being a little too 80s right now.
Yeah.
I thought you were in a bad mood.
I am.
So
I'm trying to get the Foul Monkey spirit.
Let me interpret the text message that we received. You guys, you can record without me. I'm not in a good mood.
He said, you may need to record without me. I'm not on my A game.
So anyway, X-Flight.
We are never on our A game.
No. But X-Flight, it was fun. I think the slowness made you feel like when you were upside down, and there was no track below you. You know, like there's something about the fact that it was a little slower. It made you feel every move.
Like you were going to die.
Now, who knows? Maybe that's the purpose. Or maybe it's because we were on the first official opening that it will speed up.
As the paint wears off of it.
Yeah, and as people aren't puking.
And no more fatties have to step out of line. I felt bad for that guy that was there.
I felt bad for Ricky?
Oh, no, I'm still talking about X-Flight.
Oh.
No, do you remember that? And the thing is, though, I feel bad, but I don't, because they had a chair right there for you to test.
Right.
Yeah, technically, didn't they also for the ride that Ricky got kicked off of?
No, they didn't have a. Did they have a chair?
Yes, they did.
I'm almost positive they did.
They did.
You guys, same time, I was. If Brad would have been sitting next to me, I would have gotten in that seat.
Yeah.
No, Mark, I agree with you.
Mark was very ginger when he.
Friend second.
He was like, right. I can't push it. Anymore.
I'm afraid I'll crush your ribs. And then crack my goddamn ribs.
So I'm right. And I'm
this
not like
me going on.
Well,
there.
We're both not. We're both not super fat asses, but we're not tiny. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple times I'm like, Brad, you are going to you're going to break a rib now because the whole problem was is the restraints fit.
It's
that
security.
Damn extra second security that's like, I don't care what you do. Castrate me. You're going to push this down. I will not get off this roller coaster.
And I had to, you guys, just on one of them, though.
Yes, and that one I'll never ride again. So I'll be sitting next to you.
So my goal, my weight goal, because I gained some weight, which I love that I've gained like 30 pounds, and then Mark goes, I haven't even noticed.
So... No, I know.
That is why he is a listener first, friend second.
So I know this is skipping ahead, but you are this week going back to see some friends.
Yes.
And it's going to be at Disney. Mm-hmm. Now, are there rides at Disney that you've traditionally always ridden that now you're going to ride and be like, womp?
Actually, most of the rides, when I weighed 330 pounds, I could ride. So it's not going
to
be an issue.
So you're used to Fat Ricky at Disney, but you're still not as fat as Fat Ricky once was.
Right.
So therefore, Disney we're okay with.
Well, I'm okay.
It's just Great America in
and it was just
Illinois.
The one ride.
No, but
and you would think the Midwest is full of fat asses. You would think the rides would be for bigger people.
But let me tell you. There were a couple of them, though, that what Bradley wouldn't have been sitting in between us.
Right.
To strong arm that shit
You know
down.
What? I like Superman because
hate
it was really easy to get into.
No.
That's what he said.
Do you know why I hate it? Because of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to push it too much, and I feel like anxiety the entire time. Like, I'm seriously freaking the fuck out that all of my weight is...
On that one thing.
On that one restraint, because you do the whole damn ride on your stomach at this park.
I like it because when you... There's one point where you go like you go around a loop and you're facing the sky and then you come back around and it's like no G-forces or whatever and it stretches your back out and it feels so fucking good.
No, I was having a nervous breakdown to feel good. Except though at Kings Island in Ohio, there's Superman. You go up the hill head first on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it goes down, it flips you around.
That sounds awesome. Fun.
Yeah.
We also rode George's favorite ride, which is the funnel cake ride.
The funnel cake ride. Except, though, it's not my favorite ride. I like unadulterated funnel cakes, not with a sundae on top.
Mm-hmm.
And not $25 fucking dollars.
But let me tell you, the worst ride we rode that hurt the fuck out of us was a kid's ride.
Oh yeah, the last one we did.
The roller coaster that spun.
And Raging Cajun.
The Raging
Cajun. Oh my god, it was horrible.
I think we fucking got bruises on our legs and whiplash.
My ribs were all crushed by the thing.
The bar.
And as we're in that line, I'm like, Bradley, James LeRoy.
Give me a Dremarine.
I'm gonna puke. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can take a spinny ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no. It's like our second to the last ride. Because my favorite ride was the double-decker carousel with my Wonder Woman cane.
We rode twice.
If you haven't seen the pictures, go to Twitter.
Maybe that can be our album art for the first show.
Oh, it's me and... Mm-hmm. Yes, because
I already found our new album art.
Oh, okay.
I bought a Wonder Woman cape, and I will tell you, I bought it two rides in, and I wore it
the whole
entire
time.
Damn day.
And everybody loved it. They're like, we love your cape.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, we were the double decker carousel twice. Mm-hmm. One with real horses, not real horses, but horses upstairs. Oh, I rode Orgasmo.
Mm-hmm. Orgasmo.
And then later we were on the first floor.
No.
I rode the ostrich.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Blanche.
I rode a rabbit.
Yes.
Jack Rabbit.
Also, let's see. Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, we had the crazy guy following us, remember?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
That just won his free tickets
from the radio station. I'm like, thanks.
Oh, really?
105.3 The Beat or whatever it was, you know?
Because all he said in all the lines and like in the Batman line, I can never afford this shit. I'm only here thanks to the radio station. Oh, yeah, and have you heard of it? Don't you remember when there was a blah, 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 blah in downtown? No,
I don't.
I was like, let's lose this guy.
And then we tried to, and then he was right behind us in Batman.
And I kept scooting up closer and closer to the front. And Whaley goes, don't you fucking dare try to push me back into that.
I know what you're doing.
And I totally blocked him off. I'm like, okay, broad shoulders intact. And it just was like, he said something. And I just was like, don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back.
Of course, my favorite rides there are the wooden roller coasters. I love that, wooden roller coasters.
The ones that you need a chiropractic visit afterwards. Yes,
I love them. They're my favorite. They're the most scary because you literally feel like you're going to come off the track. And I don't know how it works, but you don't.
I know. Because you actually, sometimes you know it's because of the seats and the way that the, you know, the lap belt doesn't come quite all the way down. Mm-hmm. Then there's other times where, no, really, your whole cart just left the wheels. You feel the cart leaving the tracks.
But we had fun. We stayed, what, from like 10 to... Six?
Opening to close, mm-hmm. almost to close. We didn't.
We were tired. We got sunburned.
Yeah, there were four of us. It was the three of us and listener friend Mark.
Mm-hmm. Which he was our friend that day.
He was our friend that day.
Friend first.
He asked that question.
Said, we have a video, don't we, where we're talking about that at X-Force? Or was I recording it and we were talking about it or something?
Yeah.
Or I was bitching or somebody was bitching.
I have a feeling that you were doing a recording of the roller coaster for Nicole, but I said you probably shouldn't post that because I think we were bitching about something that we shouldn't have recorded.
Right.
And it was in the background of that video.
That is correct. So I was going to say we'll post it, but we won't.
No, we won't.
We don't need no more drama in our lives. Okay, Mary J?
Preach.
So,
I don't like this.
How long has it been since we recorded? Well, almost 2 weeks?
Has it been 2 weeks?
I think so. You guys, we recorded... Well, the night that we recorded the intros for, I guess we're skipping ahead to Bear Pride.
That's fine. There's nothing else that happened between there and Bear Pride, I don't think.
You guys, we had to get together two nights to record the
Yeah, because we thought we were going to do it in one night, and then we quickly learned.
No. Scripted stuff is kind of hard to follow by,
pseudo-scripted.
Right. But then going in order, and, you know, we're not good at going in order. We're not good at being on a timeline.
No, if it was scripted, it'd be one thing, but they wanted like friendly.
What's wrong?
I can't talk. It doesn't go in and out.
You could if you quit breathing.
Go back this far and talk, but talk loud.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, try not.
Like, less retarded. Yeah,
well, that.
But,
huh? Do you know how much breath came out before the sound?
Huh? What were you gonna say? Brad had to edit that stuff.
Oh my God.
It was fun. No, it was more me being a perfectionist and trying to like be all cool. And then it turns out barely anybody could hear on the fucking bus.
Some did though.
Was it because they didn't have the volume up enough?
Yes. But apparently though, the rides two places were the, there are two people talking on the bus. Because then let me tell you,
really excited.
When they had it cranked up.
It was still low
until the music started. And then it was like, oh my God, bus driver, please turn this shit down.
I wonder why that is. Well, you know what? Hopefully we'll learn in Vegas when Daniel teaches us how to use this shit.
But either way, we did learn. Even if it would have been scripted, they wanted banter mm-hmm. as well.
And you know how we do that.
And that was good. Mm-hmm. But it was the bantering within parameters. Mm-hmm. That was difficult. Now, granted, the second day when we recorded the majority of them, because it took forever for the first two, mm-hmm. We were like pros. We were like, let's get this shit done. We're ready.
I think the first one we were drinking more than the second one, right? Weren't we drinking the first night?
We drank both nights, bitch.
But I have a feeling the first night we drank a little bit more, or I was feeling it a little bit more.
I don't know. I think we drank more the second one. Therefore, you got over some of your anxiety of being
funny. You guys, seriously. I was so, like, Waylon, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say.
I don't know if I can do this. I'm not funny. I don't know what to say. Fine. Just listen to the rest of us.
I felt the same way. Yeah. I mean, when we went to Vegas, I felt the same way. Like, it's something that I do once a week, and I know how to do it. But when there's an expectation for it, I completely lose it. I can't really function.
So I don't know why you'd all want to listen to them, but some have asked, and mm-hmm. we may try to post them, but force you to contact us to get the special link.
Right.
However, it would be humorous because there are a few of them where Ricky seriously is like, oh, and don't forget, check Growler. Growler is the sponsor of Bear Pride this year. Woof.
You can find Growler on Android and iTunes.
But who uses Android?
That's not actually bears. I think pretty much exactly what you said.
It was fun doing it, and I hope
that. What's SOFO mean? It means south of Foster. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Right.
No, I think people liked it. We got several compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a really
somebody
cool,
on Twitter said thank you for the commentary as we were riding on the bus. I hope they'll have us back next year, and next year we can maybe.
I don't see why they
perfect
wouldn't,
it.
Except we made us need to burn the CDs for them.
But yeah, the best part about this whole thing, you guys, is I posted a picture of it on the Foul Monkeys Facebook page, but our full page ad was on the third page.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to talk about
of the runbook.
No, that's fine. It was third page of the runbook,
and literally it was. Here's what is going to happen. This is the group. This is what we do. And then our page was on the next page. So pretty much if they needed the information, they had to see us.
Yeah, it was a nice... And I had a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Waylon, who is this Ricky? And what is this podcast? No, and if you guys are new listeners from Bear Pride, you know, because...
Mm-hmm. Yes, welcome.
A lot of you, you know, saw me...
Go to iTunes, give us reviews.
Whoa.
Well, I think we have two.
I was like, you know, a lot of you saw me playing Julie Cruise director, smiling and pointing and answering questions, but I know I couldn't meet all of you. But if you are listening because you met us at Bear Pride, definitely let a girl know.
And I remember who Michael is now.
Which I think
I didn't have a connection because I just didn't connect Twitter with the real person.
Yeah, no. He's actually a fraternity brother of mine.
Yes.
And what I think is hilarious, which I don't know if you know this. When we were pre-drinking in the hotel, that was the first time that Michael has ever been drunk.
Ever?
Ever.
Wait, can we do a record sound real quick?
What?
Yes. He has been like tipsy, but he has never been balls out drunk ever. And our pre-drinking in the hotel that we had a lot of good times and then had the Patron and all that and then went to the bar and then... drank and
met another listener
and then a big black guy who sucked at my nipples that I didn't have much
racist
choice to because I didn't say I didn't like it, therefore it's not racist the fact that he
why didn't you just say a guy sucked my nickel
my nickels because he was huge and black and had me against the wall.
Stop talking about Joe and Dallas like that.
No,
oh, Joe.
This was like four of Joe.
Oh.
He was a nice guy.
Y'all, my wine's starting to kick in a little bit.
Nice guy. No, so then we met Michael,
mm-hmm.
and then we met...
I met the two people that are on the Bear Committee, Julian and Ryan.
Oh. They're not on the Bear Committee. Julian was, though, during Bear Pride, he was head of the volunteers.
Oh, okay.
Ryan is.
I'm sorry, Ryan
and he is.
Is
on Bear,
Julian
he's on
is,
the Bear Pride.
Julian's small.
Y'all, this Bear Pride slash GLB, which I always think they're like leaving off the T. But it's real confusing.
Yeah, it's like mother company, baby company.
Yeah.
But so no, so Julian listens. Mm-hmm. Ryan doesn't.
He saw a video, right?
He saw... Well,
he's like, I saw a video of you and Waylon.
No, I think he saw Bradley and I as drunk. Right. Gladys and Sister Merriment.
Yeah,
I think we need to do videos too. Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
But maybe Julian's been listening to a while.
Mm-hmm. We met Chris from Texas.
Chris from Texas, who, by the way, is much cuter in person.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh yes, you did. We'll just leave it at that. There was sign language going on right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I thought I met
there was
one more person.
Sorry, I was busy that night.
Oh, do you got something to admit now? Well, you're nuts into someone's butts, like
was,
the name
I
of the
helping,
dance.
I was helping, get listeners.
Oh,
or retain
is
them.
That what it's called?
Oh,
retain them.
Whatever,
retainers. I was trying to.
No,
build
and
retainers.
Then I should be looking at Facebook. There was one guy on the Facebook page who listens and asked if there was any Foul Monkey Boys around. I said. Yeah, I've been sitting in the lobby meeting and greeting people for the last 3 days. Then, of course, when he came to find me, I was on lunch and done. But I don't remember who that was.
I'm looking right now.
But there were listeners there. So if there were more listeners there or new listeners, definitely let us know because that's kind of kick-ass. Especially if you, you know, are enjoying this drivel that we...
It does make me feel good when people say, oh, I know who you are. I listen, you know.
It makes me feel like why That's like, my second response.
Like, we had a listener contact me today who is in Singapore, who says, oh, I'm on episode 260. I've listened to every episode starting from one. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Why are you still listening?
Yeah.
You know? 'Cause I mean, you guys literally like episodes one through like 50 fucking suck.
One through 375.
Before you get to Chicago.
Not all of them suck.
No, they don't.
And then, of course, he said he heard the diarrhea one, and then he heard the crying episode, which Mark, listener first, friend second right now, he's like, please, please, please tell me the crying episode number. I need to hear it. I'm like, why? Because I need to hear you cry like a bitch.
Nice.
Nice. That sounds
good. And I'm like, no, you need to go back and listen.
It's one of those things. You have to be a dedicated listener before you could find it, because it's like, that's like the rip your heart out and bare your old soul episode.
But no, oh my God.
But it's funny. People even ask, like, you know, they're asking questions about the podcast. Mm-hmm. We talk about blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nothing. I'm still shocked people listen. But then we talk about how many people download on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whatever it is.
People were really impressed when we were talking about it at Bear Pride to people. And I was like, yeah, go listen.
Mm-hmm. I just love that people thought that we were on the bus podcasting.
Oh,
well, that would have been awesome.
Did you hear about that? One of the bus rides, it like was timed perfectly when we were talking about things like it was dealing with going to
Steamworks.
And it was literally as they were pulling up, it was the part where I was like, and this is probably where you're pulling up. Look to your left and you'll find Steamworks.
The numbers.
3124.
Yeah, no, seriously, they're like, what the fuck?
What?
Where because you guys, we bitches? Didn't really have time to, well, they kind of wanted us to talk about this where everyone was stopping. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have the times to know when to talk about certain things. So yeah, we kind of get just...
But we did a great job.
We did.
We did a great job.
They were pretty funny. And I think what we're going to do... Because a lot of people want to hear them. So...
Yeah, they won't be episodes because they're really boring. And 20 minutes of each one is dance
music. I wouldn't say boring. Yeah, there's dance music.
No, I mean,
music.
It's not like...
It's not a show.
It's particular to...
You're not wanting to listen to this when you're wanting to listen to a podcast.
Right.
You know?
So what we're going to do... We haven't decided that yet. So.
Are we doing two shows or one show?
We're going to do two.
Okay, where are we?
We're at 22.
Okay. That's the question I hate the most.
So anyway. Let's do a call. We're going to talk more about the bus ride later.
Sure, but as you get a call, I also love the fact, as you get that ready, that there were several comments of, oh, a Chicago podcast that isn't Feast of
Feast Fun? Of Fury?
Feast of Fools?
No. Well, I listen. Oh. I'm sorry.
I think we have a lot of calls. Do we?
Are people that angry that we haven't recorded in a while?
Wait, there's some old stuff on here. Let's play this one. You ready?
Ringling a ding. We've got a phone call.
Hey, Ricky, Bradley, and Waylon. This is Steven. I live in Maine.
Steven never contacted us, so I don't even know if he's a real person anymore.
Heard it.
Next.
Wait, was I not here for that one?
Hey, Ricky.
No, he wasn't. That was with George.
Oh, do you want to hear Steven? I just deleted
it. No.
You can
fine.
Go back and listen.
I actually probably should listen to the episodes I'm not on.
I don't know about that.
Oh, wait. Those eyes were hilarious.
Shit.
Hey, Ricky, Waylon, and Brad. This is Mandy. Had a great time meeting you, Lauren, Josh, and Mark on Sunday. And I'm just calling to say, people who whine are bitches. Bye. Love ya.
Whoa.
True that, girl.
Her mom was so nice, too.
Heard that.
She was.
Especially because you're like, you don't know what a podcast is, and you're with a bunch of really bitchy gay men at mm-hmm. a Mexican restaurant with lots of margaritas and sangria.
And she's like, honey, I live in Texas. They were really nice. I think we talked about them on the last show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded since then.
Yeah, they were good. They were nice.
You know what else we talked about?
Mandy, was really nice meeting mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
Do you know what her job is? I learned. She is a candle pourer.
What?
A candle pourer. That's her job. She pours candles.
For which company?
I don't know. I can't remember. But Yankee? It's really cool.
If you can give me
it was not Yankee because I asked her. Because
if you can give me a discount at Yankee.
I asked her if it was Yankee. She said no. But that's an interesting job. That's like one of those things that you see on TV. Like,
Yeah, I would wonder if she would come home smelling like it so much that it would be annoying, because I had a friend whose family that was like, he worked at a candy shop and dad always came home smelling like peppermint, but it almost burnt your nose because it was like such concentrated yeah. peppermint.
It's like it's almost like someone broke a bottle of poppers right in front of your face.
Right. We talk about the IML in a second.
You missed it. Mm. You were so far ahead of us. And we were talking about a certain someone. And and
that was a secret for us.
I pre-edited the show.
we talked about a certain someone, and we were walking by the popper station, and I go, you know, they're gonna come over here and buy someone. And Ricky's like, yeah, probably. And I'm like, you know, he just like breaks it open, pours it all over him.
IML is something else we have to talk about.
I'm actually sad I didn't get to spend more time there.
We went at the last moment.
Yeah.
The PNS boys were there. They always go there and they take video cameras and they do commentaries and talk to people. It's hilarious.
Nice. Oh my God. Maybe we should do that next year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just go with the PNS Explosion boys.
They're hilarious. And I would love to hang out with them, but they're kind of famous. We're not.
Maybe it'll help us.
But you know though, they need some people to up the BMI. Mm-hmm.
They have listeners who support them.
Oh, yes, we do.
Listeners, I love you. Speaking of listeners, Joe's asked us a few questions.
Well, wait, I thought we had more questions.
Do we have that many phone calls?
Well, we have a couple.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Hello, foul monkeys. This is JD in San Diego. I know, it's been a long time, but I have a new computer. And I'm all caught up.
Yay.
Just listen to the recent show. And Waylon, I care about the Tony nominations too.
Thank you.
Wow, this is an old phone call.
I like the new segment, Ask the Expert. And to have a question, kind of boring, but I really want to know, how do you get a boyfriend?
Oh.
Who's an expert on that? Because I need someone here in San Diego to let me know how. All right. Take care, boys.
Just so you know, JD is the one who has coined the phrase frown on brown.
No, you never frown on brown.
No, he says frown on brown, but that doesn't do it.
No, because he loves the brown, but then after the brown, he's like, motherfucker, frown on it.
Frown on that shit.
Why don't I listen?
So he had a question. How do you get a boyfriend? And I'm going to call my friend Nicole, who has never had a boyfriend.
What? She has never had a boyfriend?
I think she's had a couple, but I think she would be good at this question.
I thought like Nicole was like married and had kids or something.
No, that's
you're
Samantha.
You're like
Samantha has kids. So we're going to call her right now, okay?
Let's do this.
Do, 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 do.
The number you dialed is...
Oh,
shit. Maybe she got a boyfriend and changed her number.
Or maybe she has an ex-boyfriend.
Should we call my sister? Let's call her.
Which one?
The oldest sister. Not the lesbian. Was a lesbian sister.
Not the faux lesbian.
Right.
Former mean.
Oh, it's 10:30 there.
Busted.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing.
So I'm going to tell you right now, you're on the show, so don't be going crazy, okay?
Oh, my Lord. Why didn't you call me first and let me know first, and then...
Because that takes the fun out of the situation. Say hello to Brad and Waylon.
Hi.
Hello.
So we have this, I know that you haven't been on the show in a long time, but we have this new
segment
called Ask the Expert. So we were calling you because I think you may be an expert.
An expert on what?
Well, this is how it really goes. People ask a question and we call someone that probably doesn't know a lot about the situation, but tries to make it funny. So we had a listener that says he is a guy that lives out in San Diego. He is a gay guy. And he wants to know, how do you get a boyfriend?
Well, you know what? If I knew that answer, I probably would have one.
So how do you think a gay guy should get a boyfriend?
On the East Coast.
On the East Coast.
West Coast.
Well, he lives on the West Coast, but tell him how an East Coast gay person would do it.
I don't know. I'm not a gay man. I don't try to date other gay men.
Well, you are kind of a gay man because you date men. So tell us, what is your fantasy on picking up a boyfriend?
What?
What is, how do you, go ahead.
I don't know. God, you should have let me know ahead of time. Fuck, I don't know.
So, all right. So he wants to know how to get a boyfriend and what would you do to find a boyfriend?
Meet him online.
Meet him. Yeah. Where would you find him?
Drug and rape
Facebook,
him.
Facebook, of course.
Oh.
Says the straight person.
And what would you? What kind of qualities would you look for in this boyfriend?
Money.
Is putting out important?
Is putting out
Show me
important?
The money.
Yes. Y'all, we have to disconnect this call because my sister is not a whore.
Brother like sister. Brother like sister. Hashtag.
Hey, we know what's important.
Yeah, apparently. Hashtag provider.
So is there any last words that you would like to give JD? Because he sounds serious and he wants to find a boyfriend.
Well, I don't know. I guess go to a bar and buy lots of drinks. And whoever looks the prettiest, take them off.
She really is a gay man.
Yeah, see?
I think that's what he already does.
Oh, JD. I'm kidding. All right, so I'm going to let you go. I love you.
I love you too, Ricky.
All righty, and I will talk with you later. You might be an expert soon again, so get ready, okay?
Well, call me ahead of time.
Well, I don't know.
At least give me some warning.
What do you think about mom being an expert?
On chihuahua dogs.
Oh, God.
What can we ask her to be an expert on?
An expert on being a bitch? yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dog. You laugh, but you know it's true. Don't even go there.
How about this?
You're laughing because you know it's true.
That does not go in the show notes.
The dog dates.
Right.
The play dates with the dogs.
Yeah, we'll call about the expert about play dates with dogs. All right. All right. I'm going to let you go. I love you.
I love you too, Ricky.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Does your sister smoke?
She sounds
not
more masculine than me.
Because she kind of has that, like, that smoker southern laugh.
Right. So, JD, we hope you learned a lot from my sister.
If anything...
Let us know if you get a boyfriend.
Don't date Ricky because his mom's a bitch. That's what we learned from that.
That does not go in the show notes.
Wait, the first thing the show might learn that Ricky's mom is a bitch.
That's the show title.
No.
Ricky's mom is a bitch.
Don't make my mom call in because she will.
Mama?
Mm-hmm.
It's Mama. It's been a while since she's...
It's been a long while. I think I get to see her this weekend.
James LeRoy.
I get to see her this weekend, actually.
Oh, nice.
Holla, holla, holla.
So, how are we doing? We got a lot of stuff to fucking talk about.
We got a second show.
God damn.
We're actually going to give you a proper week here, people.
Yeah. I mean, we need to get this shit out of the way.
Let's wrap this shit up so we can open another bottle of wine, because apparently I need it to get through the next one.
Wrap it up like a condom.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Goodbye. I'm
kidding. You guys, I'm heading out to Florida tomorrow, so I need to get home as soon as possible, but so I can finish my packing, which I already have done, really. But anyway, you guys, go check out the new website, because we have a new website. I don't think we got to talk about it on the last show, because it wasn't done yet, but it's finally... Most of it's complete.
There's a few kinks. There's always kinks got to work out.
So go check it out. We want to know what you think.
Yeah.
You can leave us actual messages on the website now using your Facebook login.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You can go back and choose what year you want to go back to and what month to go listen to shows.
Mm-hmm. There's little bios and pics for all of us. Oh,
our bio is excellent. I love our bios.
You're welcome.
Because Waylon wrote Ricky's.
He wrote
Foul Monkeys, and then I did a...
helped Foul Monkeys a lot.
I did a high-powered edit.
Well, basically what I got through is halfway through, and I was like, could you finish the rest of this?
I was like, and yes, I will.
But please go check out the website, because we think we've kind of grown up on the website. It looks really fancy and nice.
It's user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to see what you guys think.
Mm-hmm.
We worked very hard on making sure it was done.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to definitely hear your feedback and what you like, what you don't like. So we can, you know.
Remember, we'll be at Pride 48.
We were.
We want to see you there. We actually had not so much a confirmation, but a listener from another country will be coming to see us in Vegas.
Who is it?
I can tell you. His name is Henrik. Oh. Remember the guy that I was telling you about the message where he... like heard the story or heard the show about my dad, and it kind of like changed his life.
Oh,
so
that's
he said he already has the time off, he just needs to get a flight and all that good stuff.
Nanad, you're next.
Nanad, where the fuck is Nanad?
Nanad, I'm telling you, I think you're probably the only person in the world that I will force Bradley to be okay with to like fall into bed face first with.
And when you say fall into bed face first, you mean face first into his crotch.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
You totally mean make out with a marshmallow.
Hey, what happens at Bear Pride after hours? It was rose flavored, by the way.
Rose flavored marshmallows?
Yeah, out of an Asian's mouth.
I'm surprised it wasn't fish flavored.
He's cute.
I would say that I think James is cute.
And I love how his boyfriend was like, how dare you make out with my boyfriend and not me.
He was the boyfriend. He was the boyfriend last year that was trying to get Waylon and I in a three-way kiss at Nuts to Butts.
He was pissed last year because he wasn't the one in the three-way kiss.
Yeah,
and this year he was angry that I didn't eat the marshmallow out of his mouth.
There's always next year.
Always next year.
It's a build-up.
So you guys, we're gonna leave here and we're gonna stop this and pause it, and then we are going to come back and talk some more shit.
More shit about Bear Pride, but IML, and we have some more listener calls and emails and reviews because you guys have been up on it, so thanks.
Sure have. So, okay, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
And this is Waylon.
Thank you for listening. If you're a new listener, you're welcome.
Keep on keeping on.
Deuces. Right.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.